This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Duchesse de Bourguignon. It's a Category 17B, Flanders Red. one of the well-known styles. I like to use it for cooking a classic carbonade beef and onion dish from Belgium. As far as tasting it, you know, I've had this a number of times. It always struck me as fairly sweet, but let's give it a go. Taking a look at it, it's got a huge tan head. It's rocky and persistent. It's a medium copper red color. It's clear. I hold it up to room light, look out the window at it. It's got a very pretty reddish hue to it. I like that. Give it a 3 on appearance. Aroma. It's fruity and sour and sweet. Sourness has a very light vinegar note to it, which is okay. The overall impression is sweet and sour. Fruitiness has sort of cherries and oranges. No hops. The malt's fairly neutral. Just a little bit of toasty richness to it. Mostly I'm getting sweet and sour and fruity. The sweet and sour is sort of forward and the fruitiness is blended in. I'll give it a 10. That's not bad. Sweetness is a little forward. Tasting it. It's got a moderate sweet and sour character to it. I'd say the bitterness is maybe, yeah, it's medium low, but there's the sweetness there, which tends to mask some of the bitterness. Malt's moderately low and has a soft, toasty flavor. Mostly it's sort of a neutral malt. The level of sweetness and the level of sourness both seem to be moderate and balanced. You know, I'm getting a sweetness or in the finish more. You know, the sourness hits you a little earlier, but both sort of are there in the finish, and neither really predominate. I don't know, it seems like the sugar's on top of the beer, because the beer seems to have a somewhat dry finish, but then I get this sort of sugary sweetness, which is sort of doesn't exactly match that finish. You know, I can see where there's sort of a wine-like quality to it, but wines aren't really sweet like this. So, I mean, if you sweetened wine, I could see how it has some of that character. The esters I'm getting in the flavor are more like cherries and plums. They're sort of nice. The vinegar is very low. Mostly I'm getting a sort of a sweet and sour aftertaste. I'll give it a 16. It might be a touch generous, but the malt's good. The sourness is good. I like the esters a lot. Mostly I'm just sort of picking at the sweetness and balance. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body, medium to medium high carbonation. It's smooth with a little bit of a sour bite. I'll give it a 5 for that. Overall, you know, it's a solid beer. Like the sourness, but the sweetness is rather high. I like the malt esters and sourness. The sweetness is forward and really interferes with the finish and the aftertaste. A little bit of vinegar is okay for the style. This is one of the few styles where you can get a little bit of vinegar. So, I think it's a decent example, but oversweetened, which unfortunately most of the examples seem to be. It does tend to make it more mass market popular, but I think it's a little bit further away from the roots of the style. So if you can sort of mentally dial back the sweetness a little bit, I think you can get more of the impression of it. So I'm at a 42 for the Duchess de Bourgogne. It's a category 17B Flanders Red Ale.